Yeah, I want to retire. Oh.
That's a good one. Well, okay, that's good. I like that.
It's kind of hard to retire from the family business, though.
Yeah, you really got to mess up in order to get fired.
Maybe I should say fired, not retired.
Everybody, to meet you on the porch. I'm Pam. I'm one of your co-hosts. Thanks so much for listening to us this week. I am joined by the ever lovely Lisa, who we got to get her in a good mood today. We got to get her in a good mood. She's a little down. She's doing taxes and bookkeeping, which can put anybody down. How you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm actually not doing taxes and bookkeeping. I have the bookkeeper texting me about some issues that we're having. And that's why I have a bookkeeper, because I don't know what to do. Right?
Yeah, that's the whole point, right?
Like, you figure it out. I don't have a clue. I mean, I can barely get on QuickBooks, let alone figure out how to work it.
Yeah, that's her job. Yeah. Like, what the heck is she calling you for?
Well, it is a mystery. QuickBooks is... use QuickBooks?
I used to use QuickBooks all the time, and I loved it. And they used to have this really wonderful thing called customer service, and you could call up and ask any question, and they'd walk you through it. And then something happened, and they always blame something else or the interface. It's never now. I don't even know if they have customer service anymore.
Yeah, they do, but only if you have. Did you have desktop or online?
I don't. It was before then. Oh, yeah. It was just all like.
So, because if you do desktop, you get no customer service. You can get no support. So online, you get support. But me, having no clue, I have called to try to get help and ended up figuring it out myself.
Yeah. That's usually what happens.
Yep, because they just...
they're horrible.
Yeah, they really are. But they kind of got you by the cojones, you know? Like, there's not a lot of other options.
Yeah, there's no other options that are really good.
No.
I used them forever, and then I ran into a problem that I could not fix.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was running smoothly for years, and then I just don't know what happened, and nobody could fix the problem, so I stopped using them altogether.
Yeah, so fun times with QuickBooks.
Anyway, so it sounds like you need a drink. Are you drinking on the porch today?
I will be later. It's a little, it's a bit early. But I was cleaning before we got on the porch this morning, so I will continue with the deep cleaning later. Mm. You know how we talked last week about putting those little jobs, writing down a piece of paper? and I really do know myself, but sometimes I'm in denial. I was like, I said, oh, I'm just going to pick a little piece of paper like once a week and do it. Like I'm on my third, because once I get going, I don't want to stop.
Oh, you've already picked three papers this week.
Yeah.
You're only supposed to do one a week.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, like, once you kind of get going, and the first one I picked was cleaning one side of the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I cleaned it. I know it was immaculate. You look at it, doesn't look any different.
But I think you need to infiltrate your little jar with some things like just some fun things. So, like, all of a sudden it's a surprise. Like, it's the afternoon and you're in the morning, you're like, okay, I have this chore, I have to do it, pick out of the jar. But instead of it being a chore, it's something you want to do, like go get a facial. You know, like, wouldn't that be nice?
That is
like, all of a sudden, that's the surprise.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And go thrifting with your friend Pam.
Yeah. I will pick it during the snowstorm when I can't leave.
I think you definitely need to maybe put some fun things in there, because then it'll be more fun to pick. Yeah. Then you'll be picking them every day.
Look, so far, can you see? I have three bandages on my fingers.
Oh, no.
This is from this morning's cleaning.
What are you cutting yourself on?
I took the oven door off.
Oh, that's intense.
Yeah, because I want to clean between the glass.
How do you do that?
Well, there's a slot at the bottom of the door. That's why you remove the door, so you can get something up there to clean in between the glass. You know how we can sometimes, like, you see all the crap
streaks
in between the glass? It drives me nuts because I have a huge window.
Oh, I never knew you could take that off.
Yeah, well, next note to self, next oven, solid door.
Yeah, and note to Pam, might want to check how clean my oven is.
You that's what I get. I get in the weeds of this stuff, you know? Like, I get so deep into the cleaning. Yeah.
So by the end of the night, you're going to need a drink. What are you what are you
going to
be drinking?
I'm going to have a French mimosa.
French mimosa.
Yeah, ever hear of that?
No.
Yeah,
I've heard of a mimosa. Oh, I've heard of a French 75.
All it is a Chambord and champagne. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chambord and champagne.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like a Cure Royale, but with Chambord.
If you say
so. Cure Royale is like cassis. It's, a cassis liqueur and or liqueur. And that sounds delicious.
Yeah, and put some little raspberries in it, like for garnish. And it's pretty, too.
Yeah.
Like, I had one a couple weeks ago when we went out to brunch. And then it started me thinking about, if you ever had, an event and you have to have... Well, I would always have a cocktail out of any event, baby shower, bridal shower. Yeah. It's Sunday morning. But the mimosas, that's orange juice, obviously. But then you have this one. It has that little raspberry pink color. And I could just kind of picture it, lines of mimosa, lines of the French mimosa. And I'm
That's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's like a celebration drink for you.
Yeah, well, and
after all your hard
work. And it's
work.
Simple. You know me.
So I think you're doing a bang-up job with your intentions for the year already. So, by the end of January, you're going to have all your list done.
Yeah, end of January is just in a few days.
You're just trying to be successful this year, that's all.
That's right. I mean, there is more of a reasoning behind it than just, getting stuff done. It's like this is the time of year where you just kind of, you feel like you're stuck in the house because it's been, the weather has been not very good. So, and instead of plopping myself down in front of the TV, it makes me do something. So that then I don't feel like I waste it.
I think it's great. And I think that it's great that you're checking them off right away. There was something I wanted to talk to you about. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, like having a word of the year.
No.
So it's kind of like a thing, instead of doing a full New Year's resolution and trying to do something that's so overwhelming, you kind of have you pick a word for yourself for the year. And that's kind of your mantra. It's kind of, you can remember that word throughout the year, and that's kind of gives you a little bit of focus instead of something that's like something you have to do or not do. It gives you, something that's, you can achieve. It's not like something that becomes too ambitious or it changes your life so much, but it's something to kind of guide you throughout the year.
Is it a singular word or can it be a phrase?
A singular word. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
So I went to dinner the other night with my friend who is moving to Florida from the Northeast, and she and I were just talking about this is a big life change for her. She sold her house, pretty much sold all of her belongings. She's moving out of a house that she loved for many years. And we were talking about what it takes to do that. And, as you know, I tend to move a lot and I get it. And I love those big changes and it's really exciting. And we were talking and I said, this is the year that you just got to do it. Cause she's 80 years old. If you're not doing it now, when you're going to do it. Yeah. She's amazing.
Well, good for her that there isn't a limit and an age limit for life changes, huh?
Yeah. She wants to just swim in the ocean every day. So we were talking and I said, it's like you're activating your life. And she was like, activate. That's my word for the year. And I was like, oh my God, that's a really good word. Activate. And so you're talking to a woman who's 80 and her word of the year is activate.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So I was like, I need a word of the year. Like, what's my word of the year? I can't steal hers because that's what I thought.
She'll never know.
That's a good one. She'll never know. Well, we could both activate.
Yeah.
But I remember last week I said I wanted to kind of say a little bit more and maybe slow down a bit more.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's really in me personally. There's a process to go through to kind of come up with your word of the year. So there's a little bit of reflection from the year before. What were the things that really stressed you out last year? What were the things that you were really proud of? What were the things that you wanted to change? What are the five highlights that come to mind from the year, from the past year? And you kind of start writing these things down and you might see a pattern. Like, what were you really proud of? What were you not so proud of? What do you want to change? And then supposedly you are supposed to make a vision board or a mood board. You can do it in your mind. You don't have to do it like
Pinterest board. Pinterest.
Yeah, like a Pinterest board is perfect. Or Instagram. You know, you could just like save some pictures. And all right. So once you've reflected on your past year, all the good, the bad, the things you want to change, the ugly, your hobbies, you know, things that brought you joy throughout the year. Then you have to kind of think about it in terms of different categories in your life, right? So your relationships, is it relationships with your spouse or your family or your, how is that working? And is there anything you want to change? How is work going for you? Since we just spoke about your bookkeeper.
Yeah.
Not so great. Like, where's the intention there? Like, what do you want to do? What do you want to get out of that? Like, besides just going through the motions of going to work every day, is there something you want to build from?
Yeah, I want to retire.
Oh. That's a good one. Well, okay, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
It's kind of hard to retire from the family business, though.
Yeah. You really got to mess up in order to get fired.
I Maybe I should say fired, not retired.
Right. We can make that happen.
Yeah.
Other things to think about, your health, like your mental health, your physical health. Are there areas there that you want to improve or do better or stay the same? Hobbies, lifestyle, and then things you've always wanted to do in your life. Like, think about things that you might have always wanted to do and you have never done, or that's something that could be kind of moved towards that word. So as you're thinking about all these things and mood boarding, and maybe you're even like doing a mind mapping on a giant piece of paper, which is fun. Like, maybe that's like how you kind of can see some patterns, mm-hmm. right? You might see patterns of, I need to slow down, or I want to really activate something part yeah. of my yeah. life. And then you just kind of look back at the notes and kind of see where the clues are yeah. in all of that stuff that you're reflecting on. And that's how you come to your word of the year.
Yeah. And could it be also like you just kind of think about what makes you happy?
Oh, absolutely.
Like what things that maybe you've done before or that you enjoy doing that you haven't done in a while or got pushed to the side for whatever reason.
Yeah. Are you thinking of something specific?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I always like to have, and I don't think specific is the right word, but I'm thinking like what is the things that I like to do, and like my juices, if you will, have been mm-hmm. activated this year. Well, January. but I have to have like projects to think about, to do, to plan. That's what really brings me a lot of joy is that kind of stuff. And I haven't really done anything, as you know, for a couple of years or more. When we were in the thick of COVID, that's when I decided I was going to paint my bathroom because I'm working from home, which mm-hmm. led to the whole interior upstairs getting painted, which led to new furniture, new rugs, new curtains. You know, it just.
So I'm seeing design in your future.
Yeah. Well, you know how one thing can like snowball. You know, I was only going to paint the bathroom. I'm like, oh, well, now what do I do? Still working from home. So I'm like, I'll paint. I'm going to paint. And I have that open concept. So it had to just go.
Well, that's interesting because when you said projects, I was thinking of you painting furniture. You know, you love to do that, like take on those big, like you painted your whole dining room set. And that to me is what I thought you were going to say.
I do like doing that. It's just that I just don't, what I've discovered is I just don't have the proper place to do it. You know, you need a fairly decent area so that, you know, I just want to leave it and walk away and not have to, you know, I'll come back in a couple days or next week or whatever. And I've always worked out in my garage and, you know, you're setting up plastic walls and then when the good weather, I'm out in the driveway. And then I tried painting at the shop, my husband's shop, and like the overspray got everywhere. And
oh, really?
You have to have a
dedicated room.
Yeah, because I like spray. I get a paint sprayer, you know, not the by hand, it's okay. But still, you kind of need a designated area.
Yeah. I know my girlfriend does that, and she brought me down to her basement. It was like a kill room. It was plastic. Yeah. So what do you think your word of the year would be?
Do. Do it.
Do. I like it. It's short. It's sweet.
Yeah.
Do.
Just do. That's why I was asking.
That's a really good word of the year.
Asking you, is it a phrase or a singular phrase, a word? Because if it was a phrase, I was going to go, just do it.
Yeah. So now, no, do is good. You
know, now I have to go one word, so it has to be do.
Oh, I like that. That's a really good word. And it sounds like you're already doing things. Like you're doing the cleaning thing. You're going to get that done by the end of the month. The bathroom is work. Like those are big projects that you enjoy doing.
I do.
It brings you joy. It gives you purpose.
But you know, right? You know, I know we've talked many times about like you really do need to know yourself and what you're willing to do, what your capabilities are. You know, we can say a bunch of stuff, but in the long run, is it something we're really going to do? Right? Like, I remember back in high school, one of the things you wanted to do was bike down to Florida. Like, what if you're many off the cuff? Here's a great idea.
It's still a good idea.
You wanted to bike down to Florida because it was going to be easy because it was all downhill, you said. Coming back was going to be hard. I'm like, what?
Hey, you don't know if that's true or not because we never did it.
That's right. But, you know, like, you might, like, actually attempt to do it. Me, I know myself, and I'm like, no way, I'm not even going to try, you know, because I would get as far as maybe the Connecticut border, and we lived on the Connecticut border. It would have been like, I'm done.
Yeah, good enough.
So,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, I think it's important to I never want to say like what you're willing to do or not do is a limitation. It's something that can be helpful for you to accomplish the things that you would like to accomplish.
Yeah. Well, I believe when I thought of that idea, we didn't have cars. Neither of you or I had a car.
No.
We got everywhere by bike. Like we literally biked everywhere every single day. Like so much biking. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like out of the realm of possibility that we could bike for an entire day. So
no.
But then when we got the cars, that's
like, let's drive to Florida. I would have been on board for that.
Yeah. No, that seems like a lot longer. We're like, oh God, that's going to take 20 hours.
Yeah, you know, I don't think any thought came to biking. Like, where were we going to sleep or shower?
We would carry like
a little basket on the front of the bike. It's going to hold our deodorant. Let's go.
Well, it's so funny you're saying this because I'm reading this book for my book club called One More Croissant for the Road. And it's this woman, she bikes around France and she's eating along the way, but she has everything in those big panniers in the back of her bike. So in the beginning, she's like, every time she gets off the bike, she forgets that she has like 25 pounds of like crap in the back. So every time she gets off the bike, falls over. She can't, like, get it to stand up. It's too heavy. Like she's like, I can't remember that there's stuff behind me. So I'll live through her biking experience.
Yeah, vicariously through her. So what about you? Have you come up with a word?
You know what? I haven't come up with a word yet, but I think I have one. I think it applies to a lot of my life. So when I think about wanting to slow down and not say yes to everything and try to be really selective, when I think about all of the projects I want to do this year, I think about some of the, you know, bigger things I want to do this year, I really need to just give myself a minute. And my word, I think, is going to be patience.
Patience?
Just be patient.
Or I was thinking you said it said selective.
Yeah, selective. But I think I need to be patient because I tend to take on a lot of things because I want to get to that next.
Yeah.
So I just need to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Patient and it will happen.
Yeah.
It will all be fine. I just need to remember that because I get anxious about things and I worry about things. And that's maybe a better one, is to stop worrying about things that haven't happened. I'm a big worrier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be patience. Patience is good.
And that could apply to worrying too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially like if you get anxious about things that haven't happened yet. You know, being patient can help you with what hasn't happened yet.
It could slow my mind down because my mind goes like
crazy. Yeah, we need to, you know, if you got my mind and your mind and put them together, we might have a good speed.
I think you're right. Maybe the perfect amount of get up and go and
get back and relax.
How to clean a stove. Like, because I don't know how to do that.
Wow, that's what YouTube's for. YouTube, TikTok. I think that's where I found out you could take your oven door
really?
Off was on TikTok. Yeah. There's a
whole. You know what I saw on one of those things was that you're supposed to clean your front loading washing machine through this little portal door in the front.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned that about 2 years ago, but I never knew that. Like,
oh, yeah. Other washing machines, there's filters in them that nobody knows about that needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
If you go to TikTok, there's Clean Talk. You know, search Clean Talk on TikTok. You find some amazing, amazing things that people will come up. Some of them are wacky as all hell, but
yeah.
There was one thing that was trending for a while was using toilet bowl cleaner to clean your grout.
Oh.
So you know how it has like the little spigot. It's bleach.
It's bleach,
yeah. It's just basically. Bleach. And I'm like, okay, I think I could come up with a less messier way to clean my grout.
Yeah, that seems really messy.
Yeah.
Because that stuff is like very squirty.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't for me.
All right, so you're going to do, and I'm going to have some patience this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kind of almost like the opposite end.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm usually the do. I don't need a word to tell me to do things. You know, like I know I can accomplish that all on my own. I just need to slow it down a bit, And maybe we can talk next week about how we can slow our lives down. I think that would be really interesting because...
How you can slow your lives down. If you slow my life anymore, I'll be in a coffin.
Yeah, how I can slow... Well, okay, let's talk about slow living. Maybe we can read a couple books or some articles before next time and be like actually informed about what we're talking about.
Read?
That's do, Lisa. Do.
That should be on my do, under my do list. Read. I don't even know the read.
That's great. We both have words now. I love it. I mean, we didn't really do a thorough examination of what you know, like the thorough exploration, but...
Well, I don't think that's not necessary. You have to have a starting point.
Right.
Like, this is you. Back off, Pam. Have some patience. You pick the word.
You're done.
You don't need to have, like, a, you know, a PowerPoint presentation to go with it, explaining why you chose that word.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I'm glad we both have words to live by this year. It'll be interesting to see how we do against them. I think you are going to do very well with your do word. So.
Does that mean you don't think you're going to be have much faith in your patience?
Probably not.
I also think, too, that we kind of have to – maybe we should remind each other of our word because you know how you kind of forget, like check in frequently. How you doing with that patient? Yeah. How you doing with that do thing,
you
know?
That's true. We should do that. Okay, Lee, what do you have for a hot flash this week?
It's just kind of rather silly, actually. I was just kind of thinking back. I say all the time, nothing ever really happens in my life. You know, I don't have much going on, and it's just – and I'm fine with that. It's just kind of easy. But, you know, I had said about – cleaning and doing those little job jars. And the first one that I accomplished, and I'm like, I was really waiting for, you know, the others to come into the house and go, wow, right? Mm. Like, I wanted some
recognition,
some acknowledgement. Yeah. So I'm like, why do I need anybody to say good job on something that I know I did a good job and it gives me some satisfaction? So, you know what? Sometimes we just have to look at within ourselves for our own recognition than wait for others. It can be very disappointing.
100%. I find that very interesting. So I'm going to say to you, good job, Lisa. I'm sure it looks beautiful. And it is nice to hear that affirmation from other people. But you know what? You're 60 years old. You don't need...
Why do you have to bring up that effing age?
No, I agree with you. I think it's really funny that we do look for that affirmation in life and we don't always get it. But, and sometimes it's kind of, it's disappointing, you know. I deal with that a lot in my real job at work. You know, I work with a lot of younger people. I work with artists or, you know, creatives. And We're always hearing, you know, they're very sensitive or they need to be recognized. And for me, and maybe this is my hot flash, it's like, well, I want to be recognized too.
Absolutely.
I want a pat on my back. Like, I don't, I'm sensitive. Like, I would like someone to say you did a great job today. Mm-hmm. No one ever says that to me.
Yeah, I know I you're did right. A great job. Absolutely right. Why should some types of people get accolades over others?
Yeah. Yeah. It's because we're tough broads, Lisa.
Yeah, we are. That's for sure. Different generation.
I think it is a different generation.
And upbringing.
Yeah, and even the way, you know, everything is in the workforce, it's so different than when we first started, which is to, you know, for a lot of it, it's for the better. Mm-hmm. But, I'm tired of being tough. You
know? Well, that swings it back to let's retire.
There you go. That should have been your word of the
problem
year.
Problem solved. If you retire, then you would have more patience, and I could do more. I'm seeing what can happen here.
You're on to something.
I think,
you're on to
something. I think so. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's funny. Well, Lisa, have a lovely weekend. I hope you get a lot accomplished and you do a lot this week. I know you will. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for joining us today. We loved having you spend some time with us. We hope you're enjoying our podcast, and we will talk to everybody next week. Bye, Lisa. Yeah.
Bye, Pam. Have a good one.
You too.